preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
Feeling lonely and looking for
these old boys can do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can
country
survive.
Boy can survive. This is your country boy here in North Dakota, James Kelso, your host, from 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Public Broadcasting Network. And we're about to hear Joe O'Biden. Yes, let's go, Brandon. Give his State of the Union address. This should be a laugh, but it's going to be even better than that, because Donald Trump just let us know he's going to do a running live commentary. Now, can we technologically pull this off here on our little radio show? Maybe we can. Here's let me see what, let me put the pieces together. Here's one. Okay, I've got C-SPAN live in the congressional chambers. So there's oh my God, there's Kevin McCarthy standing at the Speaker of the House's chair, and next to him, the President of the Senate, Camel Nose Harris. Oh, and there's pathetic Nancy Pelosi standing out in the crowd. In her seat, okay, the trying to look charming. Well, she looks like hell. Okay, now let's see where the let's go to Truth Social. Let's hit refresh, and the president says, "Is everybody getting ready for commentary on the State of the Union speech and a possible review?" Well, yeah, we are. He says this. Okay, here's now. Let's go there. Let's click on his click on the president. And he's waiting for this, as we are waiting for the State of the Union to commence. Let's go to C-SPAN again. Here we go. They haven't the pretend president has not yet entered the chambers. We'll hear the we'll hear him announced at the door, the President of the United States. And Donald Trump ought to walk in at that moment. But anyway, we'll get O'Biden. Here he is. Here it comes. Here he goes.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Oh, God, here he comes. He's wearing a blue tie. There's his pathetic wife in a kind of a violet suit. Look at all of these pathetic butt-kissing Democrats applauding this most pathetic president in the history of the country. Oh, he is going to screw up. Now, he's coming down the aisle now, shaking hands, of course. Well, wait a minute. There's the virus, Mr. President. He's shaking hands without a mask, rubbing up against people, rubbing up against their legs. Oh. There aren't any little girls in the audience, otherwise he could rub up against them. Here's Chuck Schumer insisting on being right behind the president. I mean, the pretend president, the resident. Here he comes. He'll take as much time as possible coming down the aisle. All right, so now let's go over to the president's website, Truth Social, and see, isn't it wonderful that we have this? So here he is. He's getting warmed up. He's doing the same thing we're doing. He's watching, probably on C-SPAN. And he says, I will be doing, by popular request, a live and full play-by-play analysis of the State of the Union address tonight on Truth Social at 9 p.m. That's now. If properly done, and if Joe has a modestly good night, this speech has the opportunity to rival any of the world's great orators, including Lincoln, Washington, and, of course, Sir Winston Churchill. Watch Truth Social tonight. Enjoy. All right. So let's see here. Now, does he have media on here? Just a second. Let me look. He might actually have be streaming this from Truth Social. I don't know on the answer on that. Let me just experiment around a little bit. Let me just take a little gander here. Let's just see if there is streaming media on Truth Social. It will come. No question about it. It will be coming. But is it here yet? Okay. So far, I don't see it. Let's see what he says with media here. No, I don't see that under the media button. Okay, so back to our home site. Back to C-SPAN. Here they are. Oh, you better believe these Democrats are nervous right now. Oh, God. They're going, oh, what's he going to say? Oh, now we've got admirals lined up to shake his hand and prostrate themselves and kiss his butt. And various military. Oh, my God. There's what's his face? General Mattis. Oh. No, Milley. Milley is his name. General Milley. Oh. Here he comes. He's getting nearer the podium here. This should really be a speech for the ages, folks. Now there's Kevin McCarthy standing at the speaker's chair. Here's O'Biden shaking the hand of Camel Nose Harris and now shaking the hand of Kevin McCarthy. He's at the microphone and here he comes, your president. The guy no one ever voted for. He's handing a copy of his speech to McCarthy. Now, McCarthy, if he's to follow the Pelosi exam model, will then proceed to tear it up. But I don't think he will.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
There's General Milley. He looks nervous. He looks like he's got a load in his pants.
Mr. Speaker, Madam Vice President, our First Lady and Second Gentleman, good to see you guys up there. Members of Congress.
Oh, God, Nancy Pelosi was hoping to get it.
By the way, Chief Justice, I may need a court order. She gets to go to the game next week. I have to stay home. Got to work something out here. Members of the cabinet, leaders of our military, Chief Justice, Associate Justice, and retired Justice of the Supreme Court, and to you, my fellow Americans. You know, I start tonight by congratulating the 118th Congress and the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
Ha ha.
I want to congratulate the new leader of the House Democrats, the first African-American minority leader in history, Hakeem Jeffries.
Now let's go look. Let's see what the president's up to on his website.
He won in spite of the fact I campaigned for him. Congratulations, the longest serving leader in the history of the United States Senate, Mitch McConnell. Where are you, Mitch? And congratulations to Chuck Schumer, another term as Senate Minority Leader. I think you, only this time you have a slightly bigger majority, Mr. Leader.
Oh, my God, he's already got it. He already put his foot in his mouth.
Well, I tell you what, I want to give special recognition to someone who I think is going to be considered the greatest speaker in the history of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi.
Okay. He's already called Chuck Schumer the minority leader in the Senate. He's the majority leader.
The story of America is a story of progress and resilience, of always moving forward, of never, ever giving up. It's a story unique among all nations. We're the only country that has emerged from every crisis we've ever entered stronger than we got into it. Look, folks, that's what we're doing again. 2 years ago, the economy was reeling. I stand here tonight after we've created, with the help of many people in this room, 12 million new jobs, more jobs created in 2 years than any president's created.
Okay, we're hearing. Have you noticed? Have you looked out your window lately, boys and girls? Your economy is booming. You've noticed this, haven't you? You're making more money than ever. Prices are down. It's wonderful. All right, let's gaslight them. All right, let's see what the president has to say about that. I'm sure he's typing away, I'm sure. Oh.
Civil War, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken. As we gather here tonight, we're writing the next chapter in the great American story, a story of progress and resilience. When world leaders ask me to define America, and they do, believe it or not, I say I can define it in one word, and I mean this: possibilities. We don't think anything is beyond our capacity. Everything is a possibility.
Now, this is the standard Joe Biden speech that he's been giving for, what, 40 years? Happy days are here again. The standard blowhard BS political speech.
Came together to defend a stronger and safer Europe. It came together.
Now we're getting history. We defended Europe in World War II. Oh, thank you for reminding me. I needed to hear a speech reminding me of that.
The toxic burn pits. And in fact,
now he's gone to toxic burn pits.
And in fact, I signed over 300 bipartisan pieces of legislation since becoming president. From reauthorizing the violence...
No, the only bipartisan piece of legislation that Joe Biden has signed is the one that Mitch McConnell signed. Mitch McConnell agreeing to a multi-trillion dollar castration of the House of Representatives, which was just elected. Thank you, Mitch McConnell. Of course, Joe Biden loves him.
You all are as formed as I am, but I think the people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. That's always been my vision of our country, and I know it's many of yours. To restore the soul of this nation, to rebuild the backbone of America, America's middle class, and to unite the country. We've been sent here to finish the job, in my view. For decades, the middle class has been hollowed out in more than, and not no one administration, but for a long time. Too many good paying manufacturing jobs move overseas. Factories closed down. Once thriving cities and towns that many of you represent.
Oh, God. Nice try, O'Biden. Nice try. You had nothing. Your people had nothing to do with that whatsoever, hollowing out America's middle class. No, no. And the president, he makes a comment. Nice to see Nancy Pelosi not sitting in the background. Hopefully she's spending more time with her husband.
Poor have a ladder up, and the wealthy still do very well. We all do well.
Now, notice, by the way, what the Democrats, they're the past masters of doing this. They all know to jump up on cue. They all know to loudly applaud, loudly cheer, no matter what gaslighting the president is doing. They're very good at staying united as a communist party.
Folks, so let's look at the results. We're not finished yet by any stretch of the imagination, but unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low.
Oh, my God, I didn't notice. We're at
a record.
We're in boom time.
Near record unemployment for Black and Hispanic workers. We've already created, your help, 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs, the fastest growth in 40 years.
Now, please, she's not going to. We're not going to gag on this, are we? Are we? Are we going to be told about 50 times that? Don't. Oh, here goes. Big stumble on Schumer. This is the president commenting now. He just identified Chuck Schumer as the minority leader of the Senate, which he's not. He called him minority leader. Can't do that. Each time he's going off script, he's making a mistake. Hopefully, he will improve.
Supply chains and Putin's unfair and brutal war in Ukraine disrupted energy supplies as well as food supplies, blocking all that grain in Ukraine. But we're better positioned than any country on earth right now. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Oh, is it?
Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down. Not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months. Our take-home pay has gone up. Additionally, over the last 2 years, a record 10 million Americans applied to start new businesses. 10 million. And by the way...
What bullshit!
Every time someone starts a small business is an act of hope. And Madam Vice President, I want to thank you for leading that effort to ensure the small businesses have access to capital and the historic laws we enacted that are going to just come into being. Standing here last year, I shared with you a story of American genius and possibilities. Semiconductors, small computer chips the size of a fingerprint that power everything. From cell phones to automobiles and so much more. These chips were invented in America. Let's get that straight. They were invented in America. We used to make 40% of the world's chips. In the last several decades, we lost our edge. We're down to only producing 10%. We all saw what happened during the pandemic when chip factories shut down overseas. Today's automobiles need 3,000 chips, each of those automobiles. But American automobiles couldn't make enough cars because there weren't enough chips. Car prices went up.
Now, he's doing diversion and distraction here. He's giving us Joe Biden, who's been a politician for his entire adult life, is now going to lecture us on computer chip manufacturing. And, of course, we know what he's going to say next. I, Joe Biden, I am encouraging the production of chips here in the U.S. No, your party offloaded, offshored our entire chip industry, Joe Baby. So let's hear what lie he has on this.
Begins in America. The supply chain begins in America.
Now, fortunately, no Republicans are standing for any of these ovations for these gaslightings. And of course, every Democrat is leaping to his or her feet.
Kicks in. With this new law, we're going to create hundreds of thousands of new jobs across the country. And I mean all across the country, throughout not just the coast, but through the middle of the country as well. That's going to come from companies that have announced more than $300 billion in investment.
Oh, my God, $300 billion with a B. Martha, can you imagine $300 billion? Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is all coming.
7,000 construction jobs. 3,000 jobs in those factories once they're finished. They call them factories. Jobs paying an average of $130,000 a year.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. America, I'm going to get you a job paying an average of $130,000 a year. How about that? You can take that to the bank, can't you? No, you're not going to have to work your two fast food joint jobs that you have now, thanks to me. You're going to have $130,000 a year. Just believe me.
Support those 3,000 permanent jobs and the factories that are going to be built. Talk to mayors and governors, Democrats and Republicans, and they'll tell you what this means for their communities. We're seeing these fields of dreams transform to the heartland. But to maintain the strongest economy in the world, we need the best infrastructure in the world. And folks.
Well, here's Pete Buttigieg. He just stood all by himself. A true judge of men's butts. Pete Buttigieg just stood up to applaud that one there. He's the infrastructure cabinet secretary.
Infrastructure. But now we're coming back because we came together and passed the bipartisan infrastructure law, the largest investment in infrastructure since President Eisenhower's interstate highway system. Folks, already we've funded over 20,000 projects, including major airports from Boston to Atlanta to Portland. Projects that are going to put thousands of people to work.
20,000 projects from coast to coast through the heartland, not omitting you people there in the flyover country. We're going to get you that $130,000 a year job.
We're just getting started.
It's so good. Oh, my God, it's so good, Martha.
And I mean it sincerely.
A dozen eggs doesn't cost $6.
You voted for the law. And my Republican friends who voted against it as well. But I still get asked to fund the projects in those districts as well. But don't worry. I promised I'd be a president for all Americans. We'll fund these projects. And I'll see you at the groundbreaking. Look.
That's good. Now, Kevin McCarthy is having the decency to not stand with these mandatory cheering ovations from these delusional Democrats. They're all smiling. They're leaping to their feet.
Carrying $2 billion worth of freight every single day across the Ohio River. And folks, we've been talking about fixing it for decades, but we're really finally going to get it done.
Oh, now I was there at the groundbreaking for a new bridge across the Ohio River. Yes, I, Joe Biden, you wouldn't have a bridge across the Ohio River if it weren't for me. It's coming, too.
A young woman named Sarah, who's here tonight. I don't know where Sarah is. Is she up in the box? I don't know. Sarah, how are you? Well, Sarah, for 30 years, I learned, she told me she'd been a proud member of the Iron Workers Local 44, known as...
Oh, yes, we're for the iron workers and this black African-American iron worker, and I got her a job. I'm a Democrat. You wouldn't have a job if I didn't print money and run up the national debt just for you.
Building that new bridge. God bless her. That's pride. And that's her also building. We're building back pride. Look, we're also replacing poisonous lead pipes that go into 10 million homes in America. 400,000 school and child care centers. So every child in America can drink the water instead of having permanent damage to their brain. Look, we're making sure.
Oh, please don't. It's good. Kevin McCarthy didn't stand. He started applauding, but at least he didn't stand.
Every community in America has access to affordable high-speed internet. No parent should have to drive by McDonald's.
Now, here it is. Kumbaya. Let's see what the president has to say. Of course, everything you ever dreamed of for free, I'm a Democrat and I'm going to provide it. And hopefully enough of you out there are going to believe this BS and you'll vote Democrat. Well, you don't need to vote Democrat because we've got the paper voting system set up. So you don't have to vote at all. In the president comments 3 minutes ago, he says, too much use of the word folks. Yeah, Joe Biden's just a average folk. And then he says 4 minutes ago, if democracy is unbroken, Biden should stop the weaponization of Republicans by the FBI and the Justice Department. Yay, they're jumping up and down.
Glass, drywall, fiber optic cable. And on my watch, American roads, bridges, American highways are going to be made with American products as well. Folks, my economic plan is about investing in places and people that have been forgotten. So many of you listen to me tonight. I know you feel it. So many of you felt like you've just simply been forgotten. Amid the economic upheaval of the past 4 decades, too many people have been left behind.
Oh,
treat it like they're invisible.
I'm the champion of the little
Maybe
man.
Maybe that's you watching from home.
That's you, the little man.
Remember the jobs that went away. You remember them, don't you?
Oh.
Folks at home remember them.
Yeah, you made them go away, buddy.
You
son of a bitch.
Anymore for your children to get ahead without having to move away. Well, that's why I get that.
No, you
don't. That's why we're building an economy where no one's left behind. Jobs are coming back. Pride is coming back.
Oh, and see, now he's specialized in this his whole entire career. Jobs are coming back. Pride is coming back. And it's not coming back. It's coming back, folks. I'm just a folk here. I haven't been a U.S. senator and a politician in my entire life sucking on the public tit and taking billions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party.
What in God's name happens?
What in God's name happened? Now he's invoking God.
Deadly ill, or something happens to you. What are you going to get money to pay for those medical bills?
Oh, what if you have a medical emergency? What will you do without a communist Democrat if you have a medical emergency? I'm going to pay your medical bills.
We're taking on powerful interest to bring healthcare costs down.
All right, we'll take a little break here. I know you can't stand to leave this riveting speech. We'll be right back. You won't miss much.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Back, folks, and we're in the middle of Joe Biden's pathetic Communist Party State of the Union address. And so far, Kevin McCarthy's been, I haven't seen him stand yet. He may have stood, I don't know. But he's managing to stay seated as Joe Biden promises everybody free everything, no matter what. The classic Democrat ploy. I'm going to give you everything you need, all your medications, all your medical care, this and that. It'll all be given to you for free. Hey, vote for me. Everything for free. Your country isn't going to hell in a handcart.
And thanks for the law I signed last year, saving $800 a year on their premiums. And by the way, that law was written, and the benefit expires in 2025. So my plea to some of you, at least in this audience, let's finish the job and make these savings permanent. Expand coverage of Medicaid. Look, the Inflation Reduction Act is also the most significant investment ever in climate change. Ever.
Oh, no, all you have to do is say the word climate change. We're all standing.
Creating American jobs, leading the world to a clean energy future. I visited the devastating aftermath of record floods, droughts, storms, and wildfires from Arizona to Mexico to all the way up to the Canadian border. More timber has been burned that I've observed from helicopters than the entire state of Missouri.
Oh,
and we don't have global warming.
Not Missouri, Missouri. That's the correct country boy way to say I used to live there. Missouri, folks. It's Missouri, folks.
Roads and water systems will stand the next big flood. Clean energy to cut pollution and create jobs in communities often left behind. We're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations installed across the country by tens of thousands of IBEW workers.
Oh, tens of thousands of IBEW workers are going to build 500,000 recharging stations for your EV, your electric vehicle that we're going to require. We're going to stick you in that. We're going to ban your car, which is so efficient and such a piece of genius from Henry Ford.
The climate crisis doesn't care if you're in a red or blue state. It's an existential threat.
Oh, the climate crisis, existential threat. Really?
Our children and grandchildren to confront it. I'm proud of how America at last is stepping up to the challenge. We're still going to need oil and gas for a while.
For a while.
Guess what?
No. Oil and gas for a while. What a comforting thought. For a while. You mean you're going to get rid of oil and gas? Yeah, that's what you mean. That's what you said on the campaign trail.
Our future by finally making the wealthiest and biggest corporations begin to pay their fair share.
Another Democrat line. We're going to get the corporations. We're going to make the Democrats are the party of the billionaires. We're going to get them. We're going to get their money. No, you're not. You're taking their money.
A lot of you at home agree with me and many people that you know. The tax system is not fair. It is.
Oh, the tax system is not fair. And the Democrats have nothing to do with that. Oh, my goodness. This bilking of the American population, that's not being done by the Democrat Party, is it? Could it be? Let's see here. Here's the president. 9 minutes ago, the president says, he seems to be very angry. This is 25 seconds ago. He seems to be very angry, shouting into the mic when he's trying to come across as conciliatory. Perhaps somebody should walk up to the dais, tap him on the shoulder and say, be cool, man. And why did they need, here's 10 minutes ago, the president wrote, why did they need the Electoral Reform Act? The vice president was told he had no choice but to send the votes back to the old crow, Mitch McConnell. The lawyers convinced the vice president to do something he did not have to do. He should have sent the votes back to the state legislatures for checking. That was in the stolen election. All right.
We have to reward work, not just wealth.
Oh, we have to reward work. Oh, that's, I mean, isn't that, I mean, that's the Democrat Party, isn't it? That's the Democrat way, work.
Up from about 600 at the beginning of the term. But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter.
Oh, I mean, George Soros is shaking in his boots. The Democrats are out on the warpath, waving their tomahawks. They're going to get you, George Soros. They're going to get you, Jeff Bezos. They're going to get you, Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, I mean, your $400 million that you put into the Democrat coffers in 2020, $400 million. Oh, you sound like you're really afraid of them.
I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it. Production. If they had, in fact, invested in the production to keep gas prices down, instead, they used the record profits to buy back their own stock, rewarding the CEOs and shareholders. Corporations ought to do the right thing. That's why I propose we quadruple the tax on corporate stock buybacks and encourage long-term investments. They'll still make considerable profit. Let's finish the job and close the loopholes and allow very wealthy to avoid paying their taxes. Instead of cutting the number of audits for wealthy taxpayers, I just signed a law to reduce the deficit by $114 billion by cracking down on wealthy tax cheats. That's being fiscally responsible.
Oh, my goodness. This is, you know, this is incredible. Let's see what the president's commenting now. I mean, you know... You know, there are no surprises in here, of course. One surprise, of course, is so far he's managed. I haven't caught any of his complete verbal screw-ups yet, but this actually encourages me. I want Joe Biden. I want Joe Biden to hang on in there and run in 2024. And Donald Trump comments 38 seconds ago, J.D. Vance is looking good. Camera went on J.D. Vance for a while from Ohio, new senator from Ohio, and he's looking good. He says, I noticed Mitt Romney, this is the president, 1 minute ago, he wrote, I noticed Mitt Romney and some of the rhinos jumping up and down with applause for the wrong reasons. Oh, I love that. He talks about inflation coming down, writes the president 1 minute ago, but it was 1.2% under Trump. So he must mean coming down from 9.1%, a country killer. And then the president says 2 minutes ago, we wouldn't have had the war with Russia and Ukraine if I were president. I could also end it in 24 hours, which is what should happen. And he says on unemployment 3 minutes ago, far fewer people are working now, a false figure because the workforce is smaller at 3.4% is virtually meaningless. Then he says at 4 minutes ago, Kevin McCarthy, who is a great guy, is having a seriously hard time staying awake. I give him credit for being true to himself and the cause. He is just not interested in what is being fed to the audience. Okay, let's go back to.
You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant, but it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
Folks, the idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks,
this is great. This is great. Now, what you just heard a little of it is the Republicans shouted back at this piece of crap.
So, folks, as we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be spent. All right.
Now, what you just heard, I'll explain it a little further. Joe Biden started to say that a small minority of Republicans don't want to raise the debt ceiling. This is the next crunch that's coming. And the Republicans shouted back from their seats. I've never seen this. They shouted back at the speaker at the podium, the president. They shouted back, no. And they started verbalizing back to him, talking back, beautiful, fighting back. Don't just sit there. They're not sitting there. They're not going to take the gaslighting. Don't lie about us, you piece of crap.
And if anyone tries to cut Medicare, I'll stop them. I'll veto it.
Oh, I see. Now he's implying, oh, the Republicans are going to cut your Medicare. They're going to cut your Social Security. Oh, they're going to cancel your Social Security check. Oh, those Republicans. This has been working. The Democrats have been working this decade after decade.
I really mean it. Let's sit down together and discuss our mutual plans together. Let's do that.
Now, this is a mistake. There's a first mistake by Kevin McCarthy. He said, let's sit down together and discuss our plans together. Big mistake by Kevin McCarthy. He shouldn't have stood for that. No, we don't need to sit down and break bread and sing kumbaya. No, that's not what we need. We need to fight. And that's what they were doing a moment ago.
We may keep it solvent, right? Well, we'll not raise tax on anyone making under
40. Now, the danger with Kevin McCarthy, the rhino danger, is that his instinct as a rhino is to, we're going to make a deal. We're going to make a deal. And, of course, in all those deals, the deals with the Democrats are always of this form. The Democrats are flipping the coin, and they say, heads, I win. Tails, you lose. That's the deal with a Democrat.
$1 billion surprise bills per month so far. For protecting seniors' life savings by cracking down on nursing homes that commit fraud, endanger patient safety, prescribe drugs that are not needed. Millions of Americans can now save thousands of dollars because they can finally get a hearing aid over the counter without a prescription.
Oh, my God. Well, you couldn't get a hearing aid until Joe Biden and the Democrats came along, and you couldn't get a nursing home, and you couldn't do this.
It's exploitation. Last year, I cracked down with the help of many of you on foreign shipping companies that were making you pay higher prices for every good coming into the country.
I'm cracking down on those companies. I'm cracking down on those billionaires. I'm cracking down on those prices. I'm getting you a $130,000 a year job. I'm getting you a position in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. I'm Joe Biden. I'm for the little man, even though all the billionaires and the zillionaires are contributing to me in six-figure amounts.
My administration is all
seven-figure, eight-figure amounts.
Those hidden surcharges too many companies use to make you pay more. For example, we're making airlines show you the full ticket price up front. Refund your money.
Oh, we're going to get you cheaper airline flights. Now, folks, here's the scary part of this. Are there some Americans out there who hear this crap, who believe some of it? Unfortunately, there are a few.
From $30 to $8.
We're going to get it down to $8. Hey, we're going to get everything for you for $8. You can get on an airplane and fly anywhere you want, like the illegal aliens that I'm flying all over the country. You can fly anywhere you want for free. And then go live there and get a free apartment and a car, and we'll give you food, and we'll put you on Social Security, and we'll give you a free public education.
We've written a bill to stop it all. It's called the Junk Fee Prevention Act.
The Junk Fee Prevention Act. Now, why didn't we think of that?
$90 a night at hotels that aren't even resorts.
Oh, that is so funny.
The idea that cable, internet, and cell phone companies can charge you $200 or more if you decide to switch to another provider.
Oh, no. We're going to get free cable and internet. Now, what's he doing here? All the people out there who are paying, you know, you're having to pay for your cable and your internet. So I'm a Democrat. It's too much. It's unfair. They're gouging you. I'm here. I'm your champion. I'm going to get your bill down. What was it? $8? We'll make it a law. You can't pay more than $8 or some other bullshit amount. All of it BS. All of it BS.
The Junk Fee Prevention Act. So companies stop ripping us off. For too long, workers have been getting stiffed, but not anymore.
Not anymore. No, sir. I'm Joe Biden, friend of Red China. You're not going to get stiffed anymore. You didn't lose all your good manufacturing jobs in Wisconsin. All you unemployed machinists, all those factories that got unbolted and shipped to Mexico and China. I didn't do that. The Democrat Party didn't do that. We're the party of the little people. Doesn't matter that all these demon rats standing and applauding for me are all millionaires. They're all loaded. None of them have ever worked a day in their life.
The deal, guys, look it up, but not anymore.
Oh, they're talking back again. Great.
We're banning those agreements, so companies have to compete for workers and pay them what they're worth.
Now, this is great. This is the highlight of this event. The Republicans are, this is the first time in history, they're shouting back from their seats the same way we citizens do from the seats in city council meetings, where we shout back at the liars.
I'm so sick and tired of companies breaking the law by preventing workers from organizing. Pass the PRO Act, because business have a right. Workers have a right to form a union. And let's guarantee all workers have a living wage. Let's make sure working parents can afford to raise a family with sick days. Paid family medical leave.
Let's get it. Come on. You want holidays? You want sick leave? Let's make sure everybody's making plenty of money. Even though we killed the economy, we're going to print the money and you're going to make money because you've got a communist government. Everything's going to be free.
Half of the lowest level in history. And by the way, when we do all these things, we increase productivity. We increase economic growth. So let's finish the job and get more families access to affordable, quality housing.
Those Republicans, they're keeping you from having a good job. They're crushing you, those wealthy Republicans. No. The welders, the construction workers, these are the Republicans. These are the MAGA revolution. This is the Trump army. This is people who wear a hard hat and wear boots to work. Okay, Biden, they're not pencil pushers, attorneys, professors, Democrats.
Affordable ticket to the middle class. You know, when we made public education, 12 years of it universal in the last century, we made the best educated, best paid, we became the best educated, best paid nation in the world. The rest of the world's caught up. It's caught up. Jill, my wife, who teaches full time, has an expression. I hope I get it right, kid. Any nation that out-educates us is going to out-compete us. Any nation out-educates is going to out-compete us. Folks, we all know 12 years of education is not enough to win the economic competition of the 21st century.
Okay, now, hey, free college, here it comes. Not free education to the 12th grade. We're going to give you free college. Everybody goes to college. And, of course, next from that is everybody gets free graduate school. You can stay in school till you're 30. How about a medical degree?
To finish high school and go on to earn a 2 or 4 year degree, no matter their background they came from. Let's give public school teachers a raise.
Let's give all the teachers a raise. Come on. They're already making twice what you make. Come on. Let's give them a raise. They already work 9 months a year. Come on. Let's cut that down. That's too many months.
Increasing Pell Grants for working and middle-class families. Let's finish the job and connect students to career opportunities starting in high school. Provide access to...
What's the job he's talking about? These communists, what's the job that he wants to finish? Communizing America. Let's finish the job. And don't stand up and applaud Kevin McCarthy if he says, let's sit down and talk about it. You don't talk about communizing America. There's nothing to talk about. It's a war.
We're shutting down everything. Let's recognize how far we came in the fight against the pandemic itself. While the virus is not gone, thanks to the resilience of the American people and the ingenuity of medicine, we've broken the COVID grip on us. COVID deaths are down by 90%. We've saved millions of lives and opened up our country. We opened our country back up. And soon we'll end the public health emergency. But that's called a public health emergency. But we'll remember the toll and pain. It's never going to go away. More than 1 million Americans lost their lives to COVID. 1 million. Families grieving. Children orphaned.
Oh, orphans!
Empty chairs at the dining room table constantly reminding you.
Empty chairs.
She used to sit there.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Remembering them. We remain vigilant.
Oh, little Nell. The empty chair at the kitchen table. Little Nell. She died. If only she'd had more Democrat concern about her. Those Republicans killed her. Oh! Now, here's what the president comments here. He says, we're going to run out of time here. He says, he just stated American automobiles couldn't make enough cars. Okay? That scans pretty well. He says, Joe's the one who destroyed the supply chain. Now he's talking about how to rebuild it. Then he says, they just showed Swalwell, a man who spent a lot of time in spy Fang Fang's honey net and wasn't removed from our most important committee, only in America. Remember, he was on the Intelligence Committee, sleeping with a communist agent. having a hard time getting the words out, even though the fake news will credit him with one of the great speeches of all time. You can count on it, folks. I really want to see him improve. Come on, Joe. You can do it. Again, folks, can't be written into the speech, can it? If so, let's blame the speechwriters. Folks, he's constantly referring to us as folks. He's a folk.
And the data shows that for every dollar we put into fighting fraud, the tax rate get back at least 10 times as much. It matters. Look, COVID left its scars, like the spike in violent crime in 2020, the first year of the pandemic. We have an obligation to make sure all people are safe. Public safety depends on public trust, as all of us know. But too often that trust is violated. Join us tonight are the parents of Tyree Nichols. Welcome.
Well, that's pretty weak. That's what they came up with. All right. The president, his latest comment was folks. Can't be written into the speech, can it? Let's see here if the president, he's typing away at his computer there, probably at Mar-a-Lago, and reaching for the barf bag as needed in the course of this speech. By the way, the traffic on Truth Social must be astronomical because it's loading very slowly. And all of you that are knowledgeable about the internet know if your website is just getting hammered with volume because people are watching it, it can slow down your servers. And that is happening right now on Truth Social, which is great news. I don't mind waiting a little bit longer. Millions of people are listening to Donald Trump do his live commentary on the State of the Union.
Don't reach for your license. Keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Oh, don't reach for your license. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Those evil police are going to shoot you. They're just looking for a chance to shoot you. You take your hands off that steering wheel. Boom, 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 boom. You reach for your license. Boom, boom, boom. Six more slugs in your skull.
Son was, quote, a beautiful soul, and something good will come of this.
Maybe we can defund the police, Joe. How about that? Or how about burning America's cities, all of which are Democrat run? And the mobs are all Democrats burning those cities. All of our cities are wrecked. Thanks a lot, Joe. Now we're going to run out of time here. We'll cap it off tomorrow, and we'll let you know tomorrow how this ends. And we'll see you all in here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow, Wednesday evening. So long for now.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.